Well, he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. The Offering by Tara Godomsky, directed by Ilana Stein, live from Radio Coat 24-hour newsroom, January 26, 2013.
CBC News with Marion Marshall. The Poetry Foundation in the United States of America has named a new director. Poet and author Robert Polito will head up the organization, headquartered in New York City. The move comes at a critical time for the foundation, as wordsmiths are eagerly awaiting this week's IPO of a new Edmund Spenser poem called The Fairy Queen. Shares in the poem are currently valued at $750 each, the highest initial poetry offering in history. The poem, which contains several new words to the English language, considered to be...
Off. Waking up to the news, not good. Penelope, wake up. It is 7 already. Did you not hear the radio?
No. My alarm is set for 7:02. I don't like to wake up on the zero.
Oh my God, you are funny. That is why you are my girlfriend.
Stop talking. I'm still sleeping until 7:02.
I will make coffee. Ethiopian or Brazilian?
Brazilian. Make it strong, please. We have a deposition in court this morning, and my client is wealthy, so has lots of words, and I can't reference most of his testimony myself. It's hard.
Crazy. They want you to do a good job, but do not pay enough for you to be able to buy the words to do that job?
Well, until they value lawyers as much as they value performance artists and poets, then I won't be able to afford words. Sometimes I think I should have listened to my father and become an actress.
No. You have a passion for being a lawyer.
I know, but the rules in this country are made by poets for other artists and people like them.
Here. The coffee's done making.
Brewing, Dan. Coffee brews.
You know I do not own that word, so I cannot say it.
I know, but I do, and you can borrow it from me.
No, but one day I promise I will be able to buy a share in that word, but I will not take from your word ledger. I will not.
You're on a banker's salary. You can't even afford contractions. Did the paper come?
Cheer up, okay? Look, it is even on here on the front of the Wall Street Journal. As if the people who read the Wall Street Journal are able to buy a share. How is your coffee?
Strong, thank you. What is the big deal about this IPO anyway? I mean, there are IPOs every day, I think. Are there?
I do not know. They have the poem here. I guess they have to make it public before it goes on sale. Let me see. You are funny. I am very, very happy you are my girlfriend.
What?
Oh my God. The way you drink the coffee, forget it. I'll read the paper later.
Hmm?
Well, you do not have to be in court until 9, right?
Dan. Hey, I'll have newsprint on my butt. Mm.
I would even read backstage if it was printed on your butt.
Hey, Dan, can you email me that spreadsheet from the Jackson account?
Mm-hmm.
I do not know how to calculate the formula for the end of the deposits column.
Equals parentheses C28 colon C58. Parentheses.
Wow. What is wrong? You usually are excited about formulas.
It is this IPO thing.
What
IPO thing.
Mary, do you ever read the newspaper?
Yes. The Financial Times and The Economist.
Okay, those gossip rags will not cover this. This IPO is big. It is for people with money, people who mean something in this world.
Who cares? That is boring.
I know, Mary, but sometimes I think I have to pay attention. I want to be with Penelope forever, but I cannot tell her that. Not the money I make. This morning she just reminded me that I cannot even afford a contraction. I mean, look at my journal ledger.
Whoa, Dan. I do not need to see that. It is your private word balance, emphasis on private.
What did you just say?
Nothing.
Oh, no. You said something.
No. I...
Mary.
Okay. It's embarrassing, but my mother gave me some money for my birthday, and...
And?
And I bought a bunch of sarcastic phrases. Hello! Alert the media! Understatement of the year! Emphasis on... amazeballs.
What?
Amazeballs! Okay, I bought a share of amazeballs!
Oh, that does not sound like a good investment.
No. I bought it for 74 cents a share, and today it's at 52 cents.
Right.
Anyway, the point is, I do not want to see your journal balance.
There is not much to see. I mean, I have the basics we all get in school for free. You know, cat, sat, ran, cake. Some of the better ones I bought with the money I got from graduation. Erstwhile, opinionated, dry cleaning, rad.
Rad?
It was the 90s. But after I got my MBA and started to work, I could not afford to buy any more words or phrases. All of my friends from school are getting married and making speeches at their weddings. And I cannot even think of doing that. Of course, they are all artists, so...
Well, Dan, you made the choice to be a banker, to do something good for the world.
I know. And until today, I was okay with that. But then Penelope snored and woke up at 7:02 and drank her coffee out loud. And I looked at her and wanted to tell her something, but I did not have a word to say.
Dan was silent. Alert the media! Sorry. I just wanted to say it. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, I read the IPO in the paper. Here, look. See? I thought if I could buy a share of his poem, then I would get those words stamped in my journal ledger, and I would be able to finally be allowed to say to Penelope what was in my head.
Oh.
But no way. I cannot afford a share of that poem.
But you have to get it.
How? I am a banker. I live on the poverty line.
Well, maybe you own other good words. Okay, let me see your journal ledger. Apple. Your eyes are like an apple red. No. Anger. I have no anger to you. No, that is not good. Backside. I enjoy your backside. She does have a nice one.
Nah, I have told her that. I want to say something new. Something she has never heard. Something no one has ever heard before. It is in that palm.
How about badminton? No. BB gun? No. Beg. Beg! Yes! Beg! You will beg for a raise and get the money to buy a share of the poem.
Oh, yes. I will beg for a raise.
Now. Go see the boss now.
Yes, I will do it.
Go, Dan. High five. Big. BBC News with Marion Marshall. With only one day before the highly anticipated initial poetry offering of The Fairy Queen, value of the poem has been recalculated to $900 a share. Wordsmiths in the United States are...
Well, maybe there's another way to tell her.
What did you say, babe?
Nothing. You awake already? It is definitely not 2 past the hour.
I know, but I didn't sleep much. You turned over and over all night.
Oh, sorry. There is a lot I am thinking about.
Like?
I asked my boss for a raise yesterday. No, I begged him for a raise yesterday.
Good! So?
So he said that there are 100 people who would do my job for even less money than I make now.
Jerk.
He is right. There are kids getting out of college who do banking work for free now. They even have a contract for them at Goldman Sachs, the showcase contract. And the bank only pays for their subway fare. So why should they give me a raise when people do my job for free?
Come on, you said it yesterday. I have a passion for being a lawyer and you have a passion for banking. And so what if no one in this country values that? Or pays us a living wage. We are our own people and we can survive together. I mean, even though we ain't got money, I'm so... Oh, I don't know what to say.
I know. That is why I...
What?
It is why I... enjoy your backside.
Yes, I know.
No, that is not good enough. You deserve more. You need a man who can buy more words to say to you.
Stop. I am with you. Anyway, just relax. I'll go make the coffee today.
Beg. Better, birth, body. Penelope's body. Bone. Yeah, okay. Borrow, of course. Penelope, I just remembered I need to go to work early. Bye. Okay. A taxi. I think I have enough. Yeah. Taxi! Where to, man? Vegan Alive Cafe, the one in Bushwick? Oh, that's where the big bucks hang out. Got a big breakfast deal meeting, man. Yeah, something like that. What is Mary's number again?
Hello? Dan?
Hi, can you cover for me at work? I have to be late.
Yeah, sure. I will say that you are in the bathroom, if anyone asks.
Thanks. I am going to see Penelope's father.
What? That guy?
Yeah, I know he hates me, but I hope he wants his daughter to be happy. And I know where he eats his breakfast every morning, so I am going to ask him to borrow money to buy a share of the IPO.
Oh, man.
I know I can do this, because it is for her.
Dan?
Yeah?
I hope my future girlfriend, whenever I meet her, treats me as well as you treat Penelope. You, my friend, are amazeballs. Oh. Yeah. That was a bad investment.
Man.
Terrible.
Jeez,
yeah, I know. Okay,
money.
Okay. Good luck. Bye.
We here, man. And here you go. Yo, what can I get you? Nothing, thanks. I am just here to talk to someone over there. Mr. Nightshade? Hello. I hope that you are fine on this morning, and that is a very nice beret. I am sorry to stop your breakfast, but I have something to ask. I enjoy your daughter very much. And we have lived together for a year, and there are many things I would like to do to her, to do with her in the future. I want to stay together forever, and I want to tell her why. And there are many words I do not own, Mr. Nightshade, but there is an IPO tomorrow, and if I could have a share of that poem, I would own the words to tell her the things I want to say. She will not take your money anymore, but Mr. Nightshade, I will. as a loan, to be paid back. Okay, so you are telling me that you were in a box, you're in a box, an invisible box, with sides and a top, okay, and you are peeling a banana, you're peeling a banana inside the invisible box and throwing the peel on the floor. Many bananas, you are throwing many bananas on the floor and throwing the peels on the floor inside of this invisible box. I do not understand that. Okay, yes, you got me. I did not study mime in college. I took Mandarin and Spanish, okay? Languages that are completely useless to make money in this world. So, I have no idea what you are saying.
I am a playwright of off Broadway radio theater, and so very, very rich. I'm also, I am also fluent in mime. Now, what Mr. Nightshade is saying is that you have boxed your own self into the situation, and now you have to live with your own banana skins.
Really? That is it? It was about a box and bananas?
That's right. I'm sorry, I haven't introduced myself. I am the director of Off Broadway Radio Theater, and of course, rich. I can attest that is exactly what Mr. Nightshade, mime extraordinaire, did say.
Ooh, extraordinaire. Now, that word must have cost you a pretty penny.
Oh, well, you know, I have money to burn. I'm a director. Garçon, bring bananas. I suddenly have a hankering for some potassium.
I am here.
Oh. Gosh, Dan! Did you eat bad tacos last night? You have been in the bathroom all morning.
Yes, I did, Mary, but I am feeling better.
The boss didn't notice you were gone. Did you get the money?
He said no, sort of.
Oh, mimes suck. So greedy.
Yeah, well, they are in the 1%. They can do what they want.
Sorry.
I tried begging. I tried borrowing. I do not know what to do next. What?
You're being sarcastic, right?
No, I never bought any sarcastic phrases.
Well, I think you just said one.
Huh?
You do not know what to do next? After begging? And borrowing?
Yeah.
Beg, borrow, and...
steal?
Yeah. We all get that idiom in high school.
I should steal money.
Or skip the middleman and just steal a share.
Just steal a share of the poem.
Just write it in your journal.
But it will not be officially stamped. I need the stamp in my journal ledger to be able to use the words.
Who says?
They do.
Well, I say different.
So I should just write the words in my journal and say them out loud, without buying a share. Mary, when you were spending all your money on sarcastic words, did you ever think that maybe buying a contraction or two would have been better and less annoying? Emphasis on annoying.
Hello, did you just steal our sarcastic phrase?
I believe I did. Oh, look here. It is here in my book. I guess I own it now. Wow, that was pretty easy.
Shit, yeah.
Amazing freaking balls. That one is going in there too.
You are out of control. High five.
I am doing it. I am a criminal.
BBC News with Marion Marshall. Poetry industry insiders. are closely watching today's initial poetry offering, the largest of its kind ever.
I can do this.
What? Stupid alarm. It is only 7:01.
I know. I reset it last night after you went to sleep.
Hey, I need that minute.
Sorry, I could not wait. No! I mean, I couldn't wait.
Dan, did you buy some contractions? I thought we were going to discuss all major purchases.
No, I didn't.
Huh?
I didn't buy, couldn't, or didn't, or can't. In fact, I won't buy shares in any more words.
What is going on?
They won't control access to the words for me anymore. I'm going to say what I want, even if it's not in my ledger.
But that's stealing.
Is it, Penny? Who's really stealing? You know, they have this IPO and just 2 minutes after trading starts, they will own all the shares of the poem and we won't be able to use it, those words, ever.
Dan?
But they can't do it this time. They can't. I have a sleeping bag and a tent, and I'm gonna go down there, and I'm laying down right in front of the front of Poetry Foundation, and I won't move until the people who control the ownership of the words in this country distribute them evenly to all the people.
But what is this about?
It's about you, Penelope. That poem they are selling today, the one that only the rich will be able to say, it's everything I want to say to you, and they want to keep it to themselves. The rich bastards, poets, artists.
But Dan, what?
I don't own a share of this poem, Penelope, but I've written it here, in my ledger. And I will say it to you now. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet.
Really? That's what you're starting a revolution for, I mean...
No. It's the last line. It's new. No one has ever said it yet, ever.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet. And I love you.
That's a good word. They don't want us to have it?
No.
Do you have a Sharpie and a piece of cardboard?
Of course I do. I'm starting a revolution.
L-O-V-E, right?
You got it.
I love you, too.
Banker and a lawyer, united to love. Put that on your cardboard placard. We will love all over the front of that Poetry Foundation until things change.
Yes, we will occupy the foundation with love.
I'll get your sleeping bag. Let's go start occupying love.
Let's do it.
Sure. My love.
L is for the way you look at me.
This has been The Offering by Kara Godomsky, directed by Ilana Stein, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Paul Notice as Dan Solemn, Matt Lauer, Clifton Marley, and Frank Bruno, Turquoise Olazine as Penelope Nightshade, and Katie Lawson as Mary Mary and BBC, with cameos from the director and the playwright. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at coopthetreeast.org.